Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
running the point to pinnacle.
Yeah, nice one.
I
won't be listening. No, God, I couldn't be anything worse than listening to myself and trying to get up a mountain.
I can't run and listen to any podcast though. I need music. I need beats.
You need to run to the beat.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
I want a high tempo. I've got a playlist I think I'm going to listen to. It's a DJ mix.
What BPMs are you heading for?
I think it's around 118.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, the problem is because I can't keep beat. I can't run to the beat either. So confuses the hell out of me.
Go, this is Nate.
I'm going, oh, God. Two hops and a crab walk.
Nate, looks like Nate's doing triple jump up the mountain. Oh, visual humour.
Yeah, they got me.
The old triple jump there. So.
Nah, look, yeah, Point of Pinnacle is this Sunday. Nathan and I will be running up the mountain, or as running as far as we can. There'll probably be a little bit of walking.
See how far we can get. That's the key. Really,
apparently, a lot of people said to me they stop at the water stations.
Yeah, we can walk towards them. I just once, though, because I've never done one of these runs before. I've never run past a water station. Just once, I want to do that thing that they do in the marathon where they just walk past, grab it, and just splash themselves with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so dramatic.
Yeah, I know. It's actually a bit of carry-on, really, yeah. Isn't it?
There was a marathon recently overseas in the Diamond League, which is like the top end of Europe sports. They do every athletic event. But in the marathon, this bloke was leading, went to the water table, picked up one water, passed it to him, so it's on his right hand side, picks it up, holds it in his left hand, then knocks every other water over with his right hand on purpose.
What an asshole.
Yeah. And then everyone behind him like sees, and they're all like, what? And then he looks back at them, doesn't drink the water, and just splashes himself in the face and keeps going.
What an asshole.
And there's nothing, he ended up, he didn't win, I think he came
good
second.
I was about to say.
He medaled.
I was about to say I'd love to do that, but I'll be the one at the end. So
don't do that. That's.
But there's no. He didn't get disqualified. There's no punishment for it. It's not against the rules of marathon.
I know it's not.
It's just
like,
frowned upon.
It's just sad that someone feels like they need to act
like
that.
It's not nice.
That's the definition of being a bad sport.
It is, Grace. It is. Mm. What would you have said to him when he made it to the end?
I would have said, "I hope you're disappointed in yourself because I'm disappointed in you."
Yeah. Wow. And when someone says they're disappointed in you.
Cut's different, doesn't it?
Depends who it is.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Said it. You'd be like, right, what's new? Yeah, yeah.
I hope you value my opinion of you.
I wish people could see your face then.
Sometimes I'm like, were you a school teacher in your previous life?
What do you? So we're going to run it. We'll put heaps of stuff up on the socials at Jimmy and Nate if you listen to this. Mm. Grace is coming along to film the start and the finish.
Mm.
After the start, go home, nap?
Yeah, maybe.
Then
yeah,
come get us
come
later.
Back. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah, of course. Will she be able to?
Nah. I don't know.
No, will she be able to come back up and get us?
I'm going up in a bus, so maybe we'll just bring a pillow on the bus and just have a little power nap.
On the bus.
Disco nap.
Yeah.
Disco nap.
Disco.
A little disco nap. Yeah, that'd be good. But yeah, anyway, I'm so excited to run past one of those water stations. If there's any left by the time we get there.
Yeah, I'm going to knock them all over in front of you.
You bastard.
I'd be very disappointed if you do that to me.
You're going to get a talking to because I'll tell Mum.
At the end. We'll get the fish on you back. Mum, Jimmy, I'll tell Mum. Over, water. And she'll be like, come here, Jimmy, getting smacked
smack
bottom.
And I'll go, yeah. And they'll be like, I did it too.
All these men lining up. We've all done it.
Grace is like, righto, drop your ducks. Pants off. 131060, jump on the phones right now, Hobart. Movie tickets up for grabs. Are you doing your own renovations? You're getting some renos done at the moment, or have you done some renos recently? Because, Jim, new research has shown...
Samantha Renos.
The mayor of Hobart's called.
just fixing up Hobart.
Jim, new research has shown that over the last couple of years, Tasmanians are spending thousands on renovations to boost the value of their homes. Yes, you can, guys. It's been inspired by COVID and lockdowns, of course, where people have admitted to feeling like their homes have been closing in on them and they need a reboot, which we haven't had many lockdowns down here, but apparently, well, you still would feel the pinch a little bit.
I mean, we had that 3-day lockdown.
Well, you tell me in this 3-day lockdown, everyone's like, the walls are closing in.
Well, I don't know about the walls closing in, but we did speak about it on the show. And after the 3-day lockdown, we had many people that we knew that were like, oh, thank God I'm out.
Oh,
I can go to my favourite restaurant again.
Get the girls together. Let's head out for a few wines.
I need some sunshine, some human interaction. Taz- 3 days, guys. Melbourne's been in lockdown for like a year.
Apparently, Tassie's busiest suburbs for home renos are Hobart mainly, Lenna Valley, and Launceston. Hobart City, Lenna Valley, and Launceston. They're the big ones. Hmm. The most renovated parts of Tassie homes are kitchens, bathrooms, and gardens. I mean, I would have guessed kitchens and bathrooms. They're normally the first ones to be renovated. Outdoor, though, I guess people doing some outdoor renos.
Yeah, gardens are always an easy one to start with.
You've been to my mum and dad's house quite a few times.
Yes.
Dad's been doing renos for about 15 years.
There's always
It's never stopped.
It's a bit of wood.
Yeah.
Something's happening. He's
always building something. But he'll build something that is so not necessary when other things actually need a bit of an upgrade. Like, they have a bathroom like this from the 60s. It's like it's a drop toilet. No, it's not a drop toilet.
A hole.
It's a trench out the back.
Yeah. And shovel.
And instead he's building like a pine bar out the back. I'm like, why you don't build a bar,
it was
mate?
Like the steps to get into the house run a construction. Yeah. There was no front door.
No, well that's
gotta go through the garage.
He makes a decision, then changes his mind. Yeah. So he wanted to change this is at my parents' house. He wanted my old man, who's pretty handy, he's a tradie. So he wanted to change where the front door was. So he's like, I don't want people going up the stairs that way. People going up the stairs that way. So he put a new front door in, but then he's like, I don't like that idea. But he left the front door. So now there's just this elevated front door that no one can get to. But if you open it from the inside, you fall a story.
Out, yes. no stairs.
Maddie from Cambridge. Maddie, you're doing your own renos at home at the moment?
No, I'm not. Well, I will be in about a month or two renovating the bathroom.
Nice one. So about to start, Maddie. What are you doing in the bathroom?
We're gutting the whole thing and starting again.
Love that. New bathroom.
Yeah. Are you doing it all yourself, Maddie?
No, no way. That's too much work.
Fair. You'll end up like Nate's dad. You'll put a door in and forget to put the stairs in.
Scooter from Claremont. How good's this? Old e-scooter. Hey, Scooter, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going all right, Cobber. You doing your own renos at the moment?
Probably won't do it all myself, but going to put another level on the house.
Another level
on the house. That must be nice.
Wow, okay. How many levels you got at the moment, Scooter?
I've only got the one level, but filled up and, you know.
Yeah. What are you going to put up? What's going up on the second level?
Bedroom, theatre, kitchen.
So did you say theatre?
Yeah, theatre room.
Love that, Scooter.
Love that, Scooter.
Good on you, Scooty.
Can we come over once you slap it on top?
Look, I can't see why not.
Yeah, well,
I mean, theater room watching the footy. I love
how
good's that?
Yeah. We'll bring the froffies over, Scooter. What do you reckon?
Don't even bring them over. I'll get them for you.
Scooter!
All right, show's over, guys.
Jim, we're 3 days away. 3 days away from you and I.
Two days?
I suppose, yeah, I guess 2 days.
2 days.
Well, Friday, Saturday, and it's happening on Sunday. So it depends how you look at it.
Well, I would say that if an event's on Sunday, one day would be tomorrow and then 2 days would be the next day.
Yeah.
If you're talking in terms of 24 hours.
Yeah.
Two days, producer.
Two days. All right. We'll go with 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days away is the point in Pinnacle.
Stop trying to give yourself more time, mate.
It's too late. It's too late.
3 weeks away. Doesn't matter what you say. Works. So 24 hours would be Saturday morning. 24 hours would be Sunday morning. That's 2 days and we will be doing it.
2 days, point in Pinnacle. Jim, I, first time. We are trying to summit this mountain, Kunai Mount Wellington, starting at rest point, running.
You know,
hopefully.
Like back in the day when it originally started, it wasn't called the Point of Pinnacle back in the day, but it was essentially the same run, but there was no road, there's no scar on the mountain, guys.
Mm.
People died doing this.
People
this
died?
Race. Yeah.
Don't tell me that now.
Well, no, very different because we have roads and better conditions, but back then it
more
was
more of a bush bash.
It was through the bush, but also back then weather conditions were very different. So there was like snow and ice and treacherous conditions.
Hayden Nielsen, the inventor of the race, he told us that, didn't he? Was that him that he told us that?
Hayden came up with the Point to Pinnacle. So like doing
when there were roads potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But the idea of running from the city to the top of the mountain has existed for a very long time.
Yeah. Okay.
There's actually a memorial for the two men who sadly passed away at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, wow.
In the first ever race as such. Not to the get point to the pinnacle, top. But from Hobart.
It's first iteration of whatever it was. Yeah, okay. Well, you and I are attempting it. I've done a little bit of training. You've done a little bit of training. We've never done this before. Safe to say, Jim, I'm pretty nervous. Now, I don't get nervous for things that often.
No.
But this... physical challenges, I get more nervous for. Got nervous going back to rugby this year. Got nervous doing this. Anything physical, I get nervous for. Are you feeling nervous?
No, I don't feel nervous. You know that. It's a weird thing that I've never... I don't know what that concept is. It's very foreign to me.
Yeah.
Even as like, yeah, people are like, oh, and you get the butterflies in your tummy, and your hands are shaking. You've been around me. Like even our early days of events, you'd be like... and you'd look at me and what I'm doing. I'm just sitting there like...
yeah.
Even when we walk out on stage still.
What about like a big grand final or anything? If you're in any footy grand final? No, and the pressure's on. Scouts are there watching you.
I think because the way my dad raised me was that like every game was a big game. And like even after we won like the final, I'd be in the Nets training.
Yeah, right.
So it didn't mean anything for me to win.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm dead inside.
Yeah. It's a little bit sad.
Seeing a psychologist about that.
You're figuring it out.
I'm working on that. But yeah, I'm not nervous. Yeah. I'm more like, I guess, just kind of like, I know how sore I'm going to be Monday.
More dreading the aftermath.
I know what I'm going to feel like the day after and be like, I don't want to be at work.
Well, here's
I love my job, but I love you guys. But Jimmy's here and I'm going to be sore Monday.
13, 10, 60. Here's what I want to do. Because we're only 2 days out, not three. Which makes me even sadder because I've got even less time. 13, 10, 60. Have you done the point to pinnacle before? Any iteration of it? Have you walked it, ran it, whatever it is? 13, 10, 60. Just some last minute advice, last minute pep talk. Mainly for me because I'm the nervous one.
I haven't done it. So even though I'm not nervous, I'd love
advice.
We were chatting to Mads, Bods by Mads, which you had in the show. We ran into her on the street. And she made a good point, which I totally forgot about, is not eating anything on the day of the race.
Yeah, food advice is
good. Just having a banana in the morning. And if you need a coffee, it's just an espresso, no milk or anything. Milk. So I may not be nervous, but I will take any and all advice.
Jim, we just asked 13, 10, 60. Any advice for the point of pinnacle? Because this Sunday, you and I, for the first time, we're doing it, mate. Tackling the mountain. How far is it? How far have we got to go?
21.1 Ks. With an elevation of over 1,270 metres.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
Burn the old calves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jim's put a really good video together. If you want to head to Instagram, at Jimmy and Aith, of us doing a little bit of training and also some beautiful drone footage. Some beautiful drone footage of our stunning mountain, of people getting up there. I'm nervous. I know you don't feel nervous, but you still want some advice. But I'm nervous because I've never done anything like this before. And so I wanted people to call up and... give us some help. Give us some advice.
As you're chatting to me right now, Kim Gillard from Tim and Kim, who put together the Point of Pinnacle.
Yeah, Running Edge.
He's texting me
saying,
idiots, come pick up your stuff from the Running Edge, our number and all that sort of stuff.
We won't be doing it without that. So.
Yeah, we only registered yesterday.
Here's your advice. Register, Jimmy, you know.
Yeah. And then he also said, have you boys done enough training? Excited? Question mark.
Yeah, well, I went and got some new shoes from him. Be good to put them on for the first time on Sunday. They're great shoes. Great shoes. They're called... I forgot what they're called. The good shoes, though. I forgot what they're called.
I've got Brooks from Running Edge.
Yeah, no, they're not very Brooks. Good. I forgot what mine are called, but they're great
Quokkas,
shoes.
Quokkas? Cookers?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
Quokkas or something like that. Kim, if you're listening, what are my shoes called? There's something like that. Quokkas. They're not Quokkas. That's a little animal in WA.
Yeah.
I'm not running on two Quokkas. What's it? Just ask him what those shoes are called. Quokkas? No, I don't want to... Quackers? No, I don't know. Jay.
They're in big letters on the side of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't look down at my shoes. What are they called? Quackers?
I don't know.
Jay from Colton River. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Going all right, Jay. Have you done the P2P before?
I have, yes. So I did it 2 years ago. I ran it when I was 14 weeks pregnant.
Oh,
and,
wow.
This year I'll just be walking it, but I'll be 24 weeks pregnant.
Oh, my God. So you know what? Absolutely. Round of applause. That is...
just really quickly, Nate.
Yeah.
Hockers.
What are they called?
Hockers.
Hockers. Oh, we were close.
Quokkas.
Yeah. Hockers, Quokkas, same thing.
You got the Hocker Bondi edition.
Hocker Bondi edition. Yeah, it's a great show. sorry, Jay. Jay, that is so impressive. So you ran it when you were 14 weeks pregnant. How much training did you do before you tackled the mountain?
I did a lot of training. So I was actually training before I fell pregnant, and then I did the Burnie 10 as a warm-up. And then conquered the mountain a few weeks later.
Okay. Advice for people who haven't done that much training. What are your thoughts? Anything for Jim and I?
It's too late to train.
Yeah, it's too late to train. Anything that does involve anything training. Like,
what about on the day, Jay? Anything on the day that we should know?
Well, I think on the day, definitely spare socks plus a good pair of socks. The last thing you want to do is run and then have your socks slip down in your shoes.
Okay, right.
That's good advice for Nath, Jay, because Nath's notorious, doesn't buy new socks.
Average socks.
Crap socks.
Yeah.
Great shoes,
got hockers, but I mean... Average socks. Okay, so did you have to do this when you ran it, Jay? Did you have to do the old sock swap or you didn't need to?
No, I didn't. I had a good quality pair of socks to begin with, but it's always nice when you finish to get a fresh pair of socks on because they might be a bit wet.
Yeah.
Jay, can I ask you as well? We got a lot of messages on Instagram from people saying to pack energy gels. Is that something that you did?
No, they were a bit sweet for me. I just had a hydration pack of Powerade on my back.
Okay.
Oh, hydration pack, like a Camelback kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay.
You've got one of them, no?
I do have one of those, but I think my partner Meg's using it. So.
Well, and I also stuffed some little lollies and snacks on the way as well.
Right, okay. And then how often were you eating those?
Well, I was pregnant, so, you know, pretty often.
Eating for two.
Yeah. Mine will all go in the car ride to rest point. So. Yes.
You've eaten everything on the way there.
Mate, you've eaten all your gels. Yeah, but I'm so energised. Okay, all right.
Anything else? Do we need to change the clothes for once we're done? I mean, you said the socks, but do we need anything else at the top?
Yes. Well, see, the year I did it, we got the mountain was closed, so I had to make it to the Longleat pub.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, once we get past Fern Tree, I've got no advice for you.
Well, we're stopping at Fern Tree then, aren't we? Jim, she's an award-winning Kiwi South African comedian, although we're pretty much claiming her as our own now.
Kiwi South African Australian?
Yeah, I'm
Australian Kiwi South African.
I'm just going to call her Australian. you may have seen her on The Masked Singer, have you been paying attention, or as part of the Netflix series Comedians Around the World. Get this, guys. She's come to Hobart with her brand new show. It's called It's Personal. Please welcome the one, the only, the hilarious Ursula Carson.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, see, hear that? That was so Aussie.
Very Aussie. And I'm drinking VB, mate.
Drinking a VB?
Aren't you in New Zealand? Is it a bit early to be drinking?
Come now. We're 2 hours ahead. Let's not judge.
She's a comedian, mate. We didn't ways to get through things. Yeah, we know
five
that.
5 o'clock somewhere, South Africa, maybe. I don't know.
And we're in lockdown still. So, you know, day drinking is encouraged in lockdown.
Are you still in lockdown over there, Ursula?
Yeah, because I'm in Auckland, so Auckland is in lockdown. We're day 93 of lockdown. So now we're just hanging out to get to 100. You know, now we're sort of at that corner in the cricket game where we just want to make 100, and then we don't care what happens after that.
And you all get a letter from the Queen, which is congratulations, 100 days in lockdown.
Can't wait.
I don't know if you're the same as I stopped reading the news because it's quite depressing from around the world. I didn't even realise, I thought New Zealand was fine at the moment. I didn't realise you guys are in Auckland heading to a 100-day lockdown.
Yeah, because we're still around the high hundreds, you know, and a couple of days we've had 200 cases, so we're still in full lockdown here.
Mm. So
can't go marching around in my bikini at the local pool or nothing.
Well, that's, I mean, you could do that when you come to Hobart. Notoriously very cold.
Oh, we'll take you to
Dune. That would buy me 18, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. But, Ursula, we'll take you out to Dune Kennedy Aquatic Centre. We'll put our bikinis on. It'll be absolutely beautiful.
Because I was going to say, every time I'm in Tasmania, look, my nipples get harder than algebra.
It snowed in the city the other day, even though we're only a couple of weeks away. And, yeah, my nipples were so hard.
Oh, Ursula, you and Jim have got something in common. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you're South African, New Zealand.
Yeah, because I put a photo up, Ursula, and all these people were DMing us going, why can I hang coat hangers off Jimmy's nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we should start, like, you know, placing glass and stuff because we can just cut the glasses on nipples. It's insane.
That's
something people don't talk about often enough. You know, we need to normalize responsive nipples. You know, People put hate on it. Like you say, you put one photo and everyone's commenting on it. You know, free the nip is what I say.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't control them. It was snowing in the city. I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, it's not your fault, mate. Don't you victim blame yourself for this. This isn't on you.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't
just put on a cardi or something now before you go out. It's not very warm out there.
Nah, mate, he's going around with his shirt off now. I mean, he didn't need to keep pinching them in front of everybody. That was weird.
Yeah, you're just confusing babies now when you're walking out.
Hey, Ursula, we are pumped for you to come here and perform at Rest Point. The new show, it's called It's Personal. Can you tell us about it?
Well, I think I just touched on some stuff there, you know, with the nipples and how I think we should normalize it. No, I just think, you know, I've had 2 years where I've been in and out of lockdown. I've had 4 stints in hotel quarantine. I wrote this show while I was alone and just thinking about all the stuff that people put out on social media. Like they flip their entire life out on social media. But then when you see them in person, you're not allowed to bring it up. So you're supposed to now know everything about everyone so you don't bring anything up that could hurt them or offend them. But also you're not allowed to talk about anything or ask any questions whatsoever. It's like we're all walking around naked but holding our cards close to our chest.
Yeah, right.
But it's really hard. I just think we need to get back to a point where we can just talk to each other and have a good gossip, you know, because we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I miss gossip. I do miss gossip.
Yeah, because now when you bring something up, you go, ooh, did you see what happened to Gary? It's like, yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
I saw the 30.
And this is what makes us drink harder, because now we're no longer talking, so you have to do something with your mouth.
I've got a few other options, Ursula, but it's still too early here in Hobart.
Yeah,
a
few of those VBs Ursula's having,
Ursula,
we'll tell you.
I mean, we love seeing you on The Masked Singer. We love seeing you on Have You Been Paying Attention. I mean, you released your autobiography. You're doing a podcast called That's Enough Already. But is it your favourite thing still getting out and touring and doing stand-up comedy? Like, are you excited to get back doing that?
Yeah, my number one love is stand-up comedy. I do all the other stuff to get people to come to my stand-up show. I wouldn't be on television if I didn't have to do stand, you know, like have to get people to my shows. If people would just come to stand up, I wouldn't have to do anything else. I would just do that nonstop. That is my absolute love. Of course, I've had to pivot hard out during this pandemic, you know, because we haven't really been able to tour. But, that's all I want to do. I just want to, because it's so instant, the love for it. You're out there, you're talking. Like, to me, it's a conversation with a friend, but there's just hundreds of them. But the response is just, you make a joke, they laugh. It's like a dance. It's beautiful.
Hey, Ursula, did you know that, I mean, the autobiography that you've released, you put it out in 2019, you re-released it, Rolling with the Punchlines.
Yeah.
It's a staple at airports now. So I've noticed at airports, how you can buy books and stuff, like last-minute books. It's always like the Da Vinci Code, Shane Warne autobiography. I've found that you are now definitely in the top 5 of airport books that people buy last-minute to get on planes. Did you know this?
No, I didn't, but it makes me very happy and also very sad because, of course, now I'd make it to the airport now that no one's travelling.
There's just a really good bar at the Hobart Airport. Nathan, I go out there to drink. Remember getting on planes?
Yeah, let's hit up the airport Dimmick, shall we? See who's out. Ursula's here.
I miss airports. I miss being annoyed by people who stand too close to you. I miss all of it. I miss airplane food. You know, I miss those fake grill marks on whatever that white stuff is that they're giving off as chicken. I love all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Well, we miss you, Ursula, and we cannot wait for you to come down and perform here in Hobart. Of course, tickets go on sale 11 a.m. today, guys. LiveNation.com.au for more info. Ursula Carson, we bloody love you, mate. We can't wait to see you here.
I love you guys too. I'm prepping my nipples as we speak.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week.
What is that?
was a little tiger who was there too. All the cows like, ah, it's Tonga.
Why is it a little tiger?
Oh, Katy Perry Raw, you know.
Starting to find out this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nate started the week asking the hard-hitting questions.
Do you turn off your PowerPoints when they're not in use, or do you just leave them? Christine from Preble Radar. PowerPoints, do you turn them off, do you leave them on?
Absolutely turn them off. I am so anal that I have a smart plug and I have an app and I can turn off all my appliances through an app.
Oh my God, this is fancy.
So how does the app work?
So it's basically you buy this little device that you put into your PowerPoint and then you put your appliance into that. And then your app, you can turn it off and on, you can see how much electricity it uses, and a switched on PowerPoint uses electricity even though the actual appliance isn't on.
Oh, so it does use electricity?
Well, absolutely. It's minimal. It'll be like 0.01, but it all adds up over a year and it's, you know, cents in the dollars.
There you go.
What's the name of the app, Christine?
The one I use is called Meros. I just bought them on Amazon about 3 years ago. I've been using them forever. And even when I'm out, sometimes I think, I've got to turn the TV off and I can turn it off while I'm out.
Oh,
that's living.
The Meros app.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a look into it. They're just called smart plugs.
Smart plug. Just a smart plug. There you go.
It is smart to be plugged.
It is. And you're a smart little plug, Christine. Good on you.
Thanks for
helping out us and Hobart. This is good.
Yeah,
this is good.
Christine's giving everyone a little. Yeah, I love that.
There you go. Jimmy Nath brought to you by Meros.
Tip for the day.
Little tip. Thank you. These days, you know, we got smart plugs. They're
going to save you some mad bucks. Then we learned yet another interesting fact about producer Grace.
We were talking yesterday in the office about things that I hated as a kid. I would not come anywhere near them in terms of eating them, but I love them now. I hated tuna as a kid.
I liked everything as a kid. Because Mum also was very smart and very sneaky at introducing vegetables and different things.
Clever.
Like even fishes and stuff. So like I'd like a tuna curry before I just eat like tuna as tuna. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I remember a couple of times my parents would serve me like spaghetti bolognese or something real simple and then at the end be like, that was goat.
Goat! Lenny from Acton Park. Lenny, was there something you hated as a kid to eat but you love it now?
Yeah, I hated seafood. My grandfather was a fisherman and my parents used to make us eat fish and crays and lots of seafood every week.
You know what, Lenny? When I was pretty young, I do remember my grandma peeling prawns and I was like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah, not for me. But probably now, the smell, but now you love them.
Love, yeah, crayfish. Yeah, I can't get enough of it.
Tell Wheeler, you'll always see us 5 o'clock at an RSL peeling prawns, playing keno. We love that. Okay, so you love it now, Eleni?
Love my craze, love my seafood. Can't get enough of it.
Do you remember when it was, Eleni, that it changed?
I think it was late teens.
I can't remember when it was. I just remember once being like, didn't like, like prawns, crayfish, any seafood, and then something changed.
Well, Mum was clever for me. She introduced it through fish fingers.
Mate, there's no fish in fish fingers. Jimmy had to wreck fish fingers.
Jimmy had to wreck fish fingers. After that, Nath showed us again why he went into breakfast radio and not journalism.
We went down to the Tasman Peninsula and with the NRMA caravan park, we had two rooms and they gave us two keys. It was number 3 and number 4. So Nath hands me the keys and he goes, which one do you want? And I go, I'll take 3 because it's my favourite number. And Nath goes, you have a favourite number?
Yeah.
My favourite number is 3 because I liked 23 when I was a kid because Shane Warne had it and Michael Jordan had it. It was a sport thing. But when you play sports, you know, Nath, there's not usually, you don't get numbers on jerseys up until 23. So I asked for 3 because I couldn't get 23. So then it just became, well, 3 is my lucky number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Artie from Collinsville. Artie, you got a favourite number?
Yeah, number 23.
23, okay. Why 23, Artie?
It's similar to one of you guys. It's number 23, the best basketball player ever.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, MJ. Yeah. I was the same, Artie. I love 23 because, MJ, which I love my basketball, but then I also love cricket and Warney wore 23.
Sorry, I just reached work and I've been bumped out
of
my car park.
Oh, you're getting in a fight about a car park. What's your car park number, Artie?
My car park number is alleyway number nothing.
Oh, yeah. Good question, Nate. He's up with the questions. Nate just shows that he don't know what to do. I guess we gotta get Jimmy to ask the questions. Yeah, if you could just ask all questions from now on, Jim.
Another Jason Derulo moment.
Yeah.
So you remember that photo of you with cats?
What's the car park number, Artie? Don't have one.
You're good.
Good. I'll tell you what. I just
You're getting better with age.
All the questions people want to know.
Hard-hitting questions. Nathan, can only be one cow each and every week. He was a nominee last week. He's a nominee again this week. He had to be our winner because you were asking that awful question.
Yeah.
Please welcome Artie from Collinsville.
Artie, well done, buddy. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Artie, you're going to sort you out with $100 to spend at Seagrass Long Point. Seagrass Long Point now open for dinner Thursday to Saturday nights on the beach at Sandy Bay. How does that make you feel, Artie?
Oh, brilliant. Just heading into work into that infamous car park, that alleyway, which has no number.
No,
still no number on it. Any follow-up questions, Nath? Yeah. How's the drive going, Artie?
Surprising for a Friday. There's literally no traffic coming in from Collinsville, which normally the Brooker is quite full, so... I'm pretty stoked with that.
That's actually, that was a good question, though.
Well, that was a crap question with a good answer, I think. Artie saved my average question then.
still no number on that car park, Artie?
Maybe I can get someone to, like, graffiti 23 on it.
Yeah, that'd be good,
just
actually.
Some spray paint?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get some Dulux. That'd be beautiful. Artie, congratulations, mate. You're part of
the paintbrush.
Artie, you are part of an exclusive club. You are our caller of the week. What we need you to do for us now is to mill us out. Do you reckon you can do that for us, Artie?
Yeah, of course.
All right, go ahead, Artie. Give us your biggest, loudest, longest moo. There we go. Jimmy and Nath. Kids Alphabox. Yeah, it's a game as easy as ABC. The way it works, give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct while you take home the $1,000 this morning playing from Austin's Ferry. Hello, Bree. How are you?
Good morning, lads. How are we?
Oh, we're going all right. How's the morning been? What are you doing?
Oh, well, it's my birthday and I'm driving to work.
Happy birthday to you, Bree.
Thank you.
Birthday shout out goes to Bree from Austin's Ferry. Jimmy and Nathan wishing her the best, happiest of birthdays, and hopefully she wins $1,000.
There you go. Wouldn't that be a nice birthday present for you, Bree?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. By the way, your phone line sounds really, really good. It's almost like you're here in the studio with us. What carrier are you with, Bree?
Dodo.
Dodo?
Didn't even know they, I know, right? Didn't even know and they're really good priced.
I didn't even know they did phones. I knew they did internet.
I just thought internet that flies $9.90 a month. Connect yourself with Dodo. Brought to you by Dodo. No, it's not my state bank.
Yourself up.
All right, let's see how we go, Bree. From Austin's Ferry this morning, your letter is I, as in I for internet. Your 30 seconds starts the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time. At the end of the 30 seconds, Bree, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, Brie, your first question, beginning with I. Name something cold.
Ice.
A country.
Indonesia.
A movie.
Indiana Jones.
Australian actress.
Pass.
R&B Friday song. Comic book character.
Pass.
Famous swimmer.
Ian Thorpe.
iPhone app.
iPhone.
Animal.
Nope.
Famous iPhone app. iPhone. Could be like the settings. You know what I mean?
I was hoping to wing it and that there would be an app for iPhone that was called iPhone.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, you didn't get Australian actress R&B Friday song comic book character, but...
But well done for winging it.
Thanks, boys.
You know what? We're going to give you $50 just because it's your birthday.
Legend.
Yeah.
And also thanks to my State Bank, Human Bank. Yeah. But mainly because, Nathan, I love you and it's your birthday.
Cheers, guys.
Good on you, Bree. Enjoy your day, okay? Happy birthday.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
Bree, what are you doing for your birthday? You doing anything over the weekend?
I'm working and I have a work function to go to tonight. How good is that?
We'll work with a bit.
That's commitment.
But like fun work function, like with a few drinks?
I'm attending because there's free food and drinks.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Good on you, mate. That's what we want.
That's the only thing. That's the reason Nathan and I go to stuff.
Yeah, it's also the reason we're not allowed to go to stuff anymore. Get on your
Look,
Bree.
I might even I'll drop you in an invite later. See you later, boys.
Yeah, please do.
See you, Bree.
Thanks, Bree. You are with Jimmy Nath. We're just distracted because our next guest has brought us in some beautiful presents.
No, because, all right. We're going to upload a photo at Jimmy Nath. There's no round of applause today for Tommy Windsor.
What about his special song?
No, he'll get it next. Okay. We're going to come back. Tommy Windsor joins us. We've been mentioned it all show. We're running the Point of Pinnacle on Sunday. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Nathan and I are notoriously late for everything, right? Yeah. We registered.
Last minute people.
We registered Wednesday.
When did you register?
Wednesday.
Yesterday morning. Yeah.
Thursday.
But
Thursday.
That's why people love us. Because we're like, oh, they're going to be there.
Okay.
There's no love loss here. Like, I love you guys.
You've not.
But there are consequences to your actions.
I have proof that we said we're doing it this year from months ago.
150 other people managed to register on time.
Every week.
Get that. They all got that. They all got their tops.
Everyone listen to Tommy.
They're not sitting here right now in the studio wearing women's Lululemon singlets, are they?
We're obviously
late. I can't run in this.
Tommy has brought us in.
Can you jazzercise up the hill?
The Run Mobart Mobros kit, Lululemon kit, obviously because we were late to the party, we have the women's singlets.
And you've never looked better. If that's not 90s hip-hop, Run DMC, look-alike, I don't know what is.
I saw a little bit of vomit in Grace's mouth.
I think maybe a big chain around the neck, maybe a clock. Can you carry a clock up the mountain?
I don't think I'll be able to get it off.
Nah.
So
I have to place this order at Christmas last year. Yeah. Lululemon give us all of these tops for free, and they have done for years and years and years. Amazing community support.
It's quite comfortable, I'll say that.
Yeah, look, it's growing on you, isn't it?
Like my mo.
Jazz hands.
Tommy, it looks like it's been painted on.
Nate looks like a weightlifter from the 1930s.
Is it weird that Nate looks a bit hot?
Yeah.
I look like a wrestler. I look like Kurt Angle.
I look like Kurt Angle.
My nipples are showing. Which would be good because
it's
not a bad thing. I get nipple blades when I run.
Not anymore.
So if I run with nipples
Thank me later. It's awkward.
Tommy,
it's really awkward.
We can't run in these.
I can't run in this, Tom.
Come on. Do you expect us to run in those?
Yeah.
What's going through your head when you get... Again, we'll put this on the socials at Jimmy Nath. What's going through your head?
I think it should go to vote. I think the people of Mobart probably should decide for you.
You want people to vote on whether or not we wear those?
Yep.
Eggs Benny is outside pissing
himself.
He's giving thumbs up.
Massive thumbs up. But Eggs Benny loves it.
Eggs Benny, what do you think of the tops?
What do you think?
I had to come have a look.
What do you think? What do you think of this, Benny?
Hot.
Hot?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not wearing this up the mountain.
You can.
No.
I think put it to the people.
All right. 13, 10, 16.
Now
they're really unhappy with me.
We'll put a poll up.
But I mean, and you can't see a photo of it at the moment. But also 13, 10, 60. You know, if you're just based on our description of it, should we be wearing?
No, if it's based on the description.
Kurt Angle.
Tommy saying,
how many Olympic medals did Kurt Angle win wearing a top like that?
How many times did he run the point to pinnacle?
He could have done it. You know it.
Still joined by Tommy Windsor.
Barely.
We're still recovering.
It's frosty morning in Mobile.
Still recovering from the outfits that he's brought you and I in, Jim. They're the women's Mobart Mobros running kit because we
they are flattering.
Didn't show up yesterday. The reason Tommy put one on as well, but the reason you two are out of them is because you could. Mine was so tight, I actually can't get it off.
That's permanently,
settled then.
Permanently in it now. I'm in the process of uploading it to the Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
So, look, Hobart. And upload it to Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
The question is really, do you want to be a team player? Are you on board with Mobart? Are you on board with Mobart?
Do you care about Movember, really?
Has producer Grace asked you to come in Monday after we run?
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. Tommy's so sheepish.
Yeah.
He knows it. Look, I'll put a poll up. Hobart, if you vote yes, the question will be, should Nath and I run in these? If Hobart says yes, I'll run in it.
Done.
Well, this is the problem. I'm going to need, if the answer is no, I'm going to need scissors, like, to get out of this. I don't think I'll be able to get out of this. I might have to run at it because of
Can we ask it? It does look good, doesn't it?
Well, it depends
on
you.
Great,
yeah.
They look great.
Yeah,
great.
They're damn good.
Grace, thoughts?
Let's focus on the positives.
You're into
here.
It. Okay. Grace is looking me up and down. I'm a bit.
For those too young to know, the design is a rip-off of the Run DMC iconic top from the 90s hip-hop group.
Should we get some Run DMC on, Tommy?
I thought that was going to be my song today, but I didn't want to ask.
No, we can do that.
You're not in the position to ask.
What Run DMC would you like? It's tricky.
How about we go Walk This Way, since the tops say Mow This Way.
You want Walk This Way? Yeah, I can do that.
There's a fair few people walking on Sunday too. They might want to walk their way.
No, it's not that one. I might not have Walk This Way. Let me just do a quick tester of listening to this one. Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that's Walk This Way.
That'll do. Yep. You happy with that one? All right. All right, we'll put that on. More from Tommy Windsor next, if he's still around.
Go to Instagram to vote. Should Nathan O run in these on Sunday? Jimmy and Nate.
All right, we'll be talking about Movember, Point to Pinnacle after this. No offence to Tommy Windsor, but our favourite guest joins us after 8:30. Nanny Lynn.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, Nanny Lynn. Yeah, you can't argue with that.
My favourite too.
After 8:30.
Everyone loves Nanny Lynn.
My favourite on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love her more than me.
Yeah. Tommy likes her more than all of us together. Tommy's still here. You can mow your own way. Leader of the Mobut Mo Bros joining us every Friday to talk all things Movember, men's health, of course. But the big one happening this weekend, Tommy, as we've already discussed with a little bit of disdain based on the outfits you brought us in, Point to Pinnacle.
The love is back in the room. Great to be here and focusing forward on the Point to Pinnacle Sunday morning. Just a couple of housekeeping issues first. Baby's bottom. That's how smooth I want to see people's cheeks coming into this weekend. I'm guilty. I put my hand up. I've got a bit of stubble going on around my mo.
Yep.
But I want to see you cut those babies in. You've done the hard yards. Get the mo's out loud and proud. Start the conversation.
I did a shave yesterday because I knew you were coming in today. I wanted to do something good for you when you came
really
in this morning.
It really set that top off you had on before, actually.
The post is up, by the way. The post is finally up at Jimmy and Nath. There was a few tech issues at the app crashed before, but
get on them.
I said, should we run on these on Sunday?
Yes, so absolutely.
24 hours tomorrow, Saturday, if there is enough, if it's yes, so 51%, we'll do it.
Yep,
we're doing it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll share it with 150 Mobart Mobros and Mo Sisters walking, running up the Point or Pub or Pinnacle, and they'll get right behind you, guys, because they want you on the team.
Yeah, well, they just want us in that. It's going to be... But
the forecast is clearing up. Everything's falling into place. I'm so excited.
Susanna Windsor just commented.
Yeah, that's my girl. There she is.
She said, hell yeah.
Hey, she would know. She's got great taste in hotness.
Yeah, this is Tommy's wife.
Well, you know, she didn't say who.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I've just got a message from
great,
her.
Great judge. Yeah. But no, I'm wrapped. It's all falling into place for Kim and Tim, the organiser of the Point to Pinnacle. Like so many people last year, they had a really challenging year. Such a great community event on Sunday, and I'm just pumped to be able to get Mobart together, tackle the big challenge, everything falling into place.
So
it's exciting.
Tommy, talk us through the schedule. How is it all going to play? Because we've never done it before. Yep. How's it all going to play out from go to woe on Sunday?
I can hear the nerves in your voice. I can hear the excitement.
I am nervous.
But it's just, it's so good once you get there. So all the walkers start at 7 a.m, whether or not you're going to the pub or the Pinnacle, and all the runners, regardless of where you're going, start at 8 a.m.
Okay, right.
So there's a warm-up probably about 15 minutes before that start. Where you know, limber up and you all get around each other and give each other a pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, you want to get your bags on the bus.
Okay.
So the event organisers will take a bag of yours on a bus to the top. So that's what you need to have your puffer jacket, your beanie, your trackies in, any sports drinks or Snickers bars or celebratory drinks, perhaps even, that you want at the top. Cameras, phones, whatever. Yeah. Ron.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're packing producer Grace.
Yeah. She wants me to carry her in one of those like little toddler carrier things on the front.
You've got to be careful with this new outfit we're wearing, mate.
Oh, no. I might cut her on my nipples or something. Because they're exposed.
Tell me, I guess, what does it mean to you now to be doing? How many have you been doing the point? I saw you share a post. Was it 15 years ago to make that up?
Yeah. 2006, we did the first ever Tash Dash, and in its form then was a run from Launceston to Hobart relay race.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we did that with, you know, about a dozen blokes. And over the first few years of the Mobart Mobros, that just grew to the point where we had three different Tash Dashes happening simultaneously from all around the state on the state's highways as well. And
sure.
It just got a bit dangerous. And then we jumped on board the Point to Pinnacle in 2010, and we've done it every year since. So this will be my
12th year.
11th.
11th.
Yeah. 11th year. Wow.
Yeah. I missed one with injury in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And look, we did this earlier in the show, but I guess we'll ask you, having done it 11 times, any last minute advice for Jim and I that doesn't involve training?
We've had people message us, so there's a lot of people this year doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
Greatest advice I think I ever received from a veteran early in the piece was, Treat Springs like the halfway marker. Yeah. It's 14 k's in, which is a long way, but it's only half the elevation. So that last 7k is pretty brutal. So get to the Springs and see how you go from there.
Wonder shares. We did put a video up. You can see it at Jimmy and Nath, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. And look, we get behind so many charities. I'm not going to ask people to donate. If you want to, that would be very lovely.
Absolutely.
But again, having the conversation, talking about you know, all things men's health, stop men dying too young, is the most important thing for us. But when I put it up, Stewie McSwain, famous King Island boy, ran
Olympian,
the Olympics.
Yeah, 1,500 metres?
Yeah. So I started messaging him. He's done some big runs in his time, and his thing was mental. He's like, he said the Springs, because he's had heaps of friends that have run it, but he's like, when you get there, believe that there's still half in the tank. Like mentally in your head go, all right, I've got half left in my tank and that's going to get me into the top. Believe that you've got it.
The good thing as well, Tommy, I believe when you get to the Springs, there'll be quite a few people around, won't there?
Yeah, there's drums, there's DJs, there was a bubble machine, weren't you? There's lollies, there's drinks tables.
Okay.
And that's what I was about to say. Enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
Just before you get to the Springs, there's that lookout to the left.
It is beautiful,
Don't race to the pinnacle. Have a look at that view.
Yeah.
You've bloody earned it. You've run 14 k's uphill.
Yeah.
Enjoy it and get around the people around you, because you'll see them again in a couple of k's when they pass you, and then you'll see them again in a couple more k's when you pass them again. Just enjoy the atmosphere. Reward yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back when you get to the Springs as well.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait for it, Tommy. You can still register if you're really last minute. Point
you'll probably
pinnacle.
Miss out on a men's Mobart Mobro's top. I think you register really late.
I was about to say, because if there's any left, you're in big trouble.
So you're going to miss out on the women's tops as well.
You got plenty of them.
Tommy, we cannot wait, buddy. We appreciate all the help, all the feedback.
We're going to have you on the show Monday morning.
Yeah, can't wait. Chat
about it all.
So. Yeah, all right. We'll see you on Sunday.
Sunday.
Now, please welcome to the show. She's not just our favourite guest. She is family. Can only be one lady. And Hobart loves her. Please welcome my nanny, Lynn.
You ain't ever had nan, never had nan. You ain't never had nan, never had nan. You ain't ever had a nan like Lynn. Hey, hey, hey. You ain't ever had nan like Lynn.
Nanny, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you, Nanny?
I'm good, thank you, darling. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. Jimmy's here too, Nan, as always.
Hi, Jimmy. How you going, darling?
Good, Linny. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Linny, I got some exciting news for you. I went shopping the other day. I went to Hill Street Grocer in Sandy Bay. And there's a little coffee shop attached to it. Now, I don't know. It's M-E-M-I. I think it's Mimi.
Mimi.
Anyway, I was getting a coffee, Linny, and the lady that was serving me, she goes, are you Jimmy from Jimmy and Nath? And I said, yeah, I am. And she goes, oh, I love your show. She goes, you know what my favourite thing on the entire show is? And I said, what is that? And she goes, Nanny Lynn.
You're kidding me.
No, true story.
You're a celebrity in town, Nanny.
Oh, how lovely is that?
Still yet to see no money from appearances.
Yeah, no, don't remind her, mate, because every Christmas she goes, when am I getting my paycheck? Nanny, thank you so much for joining us. Look, the big thing we need to talk to you about is Jess Mowboy. Now, you, or Jessica, as you called her. In 2019, we took you on the red carpet to the Aries. We called it the Grand Marias. You still remember that, Nanny, and you had a lot of fun that day, didn't you?
Of course I do. It was an exciting moment.
Yeah. Do you tell all the girls at the RSL about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. one even said to me, not just recently, but after the RS, were you on television? I went, no, I wasn't on television.
Only on radio. Only on radio. We're not quite there yet, Nanny. Well, Nat, look, I sent you a video because we had Jess Mowboy on the show earlier, or Jessica. We had Jessica on the show earlier this week because she's got a new song out. Have you heard about the new song?
Yes, I have.
You're watching her on, I think you said you were watching her on Sunrise this morning, were you?
Yes, this morning. Yes, she sang it.
Linny's a big fan of TV.
Yeah, she loves so much radio. Well, Nanny, first of all, I'm going to play you a little bit of Glow. This is Jessica's brand new song. I'll play you a little bit. I just want to get your feedback on it, okay?
Yep.
Okay, have a listen to this. Baby, just let me glow. You need to let me glow. Let me be the one that I. What do you think of that, Nan?
I love it. It's good foot-tapping music.
Foot-tapping music, yeah. You've got Spotify. Yeah. You've got Spotify, don't you, Nan? You know how to use Spotify?
Yeah, I've got Spotify.
Yep, you could set that up at Spotify at home, do some foot-tapping.
Yeah. She was gorgeous. She's lovely.
She's lovely. Well, I was getting Dion Warwick vibes there. Linny, were you getting that?
Dion Warwick.
Yeah. No?
No, not really. No. Okay.
Do you know who Dion Warwick is, Nanny?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah.
She sang things a little bit more slower and...
See?
Yeah. Well, you don't know who it is. I have no idea who it is. You and Nanny, you guys share Spotify playlists, do you? Yeah.
Nanny sends me playlists all the time.
Nanny, I was getting some Andre Rieu vibes.
Now, Linny, I don't know. I know you got to see the video that we posted on Jimmy and Nath, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know you've seen that, but what you haven't heard is we issued a little challenge to Jess Mowboy. So we're just going to play that little challenge and then we want to get your thoughts on it, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is the challenge we set.
We want to pitch you something. We've got an idea because look, Glow's out. There's also merch on the store. There's the Glow shirt. We thought maybe what we'll do is Nathan and I will buy her a shirt. We'll send it to her. And maybe we could get her to do a little dance to Glow that we could upload on TikTok
and
stuff.
Maybe a little TikTok dance to Glow. What do you think?
You know, I will literally just have that on repeat. That would be, you have to just... You know, privately send it to me as well, just to have. I mean, you know, we share it to public, but I would love just to have that on my phone and I would watch that every day.
What do you think, Nanny?
Oh, my goodness. I think that would be a bit scary.
Why will it be scary, Nanny? We dance all the time at Christmas and Easter, you and I.
Yes, I know, but to dance to a Jessica Mowboy song, I don't think I've got the rhythm anymore.
No, you definitely have it, Linny. Producer Grace has even organised the Glow shirt. She's got it sent.
Mum has it now. Yeah. Kathy's got that for you, Nan. She's going to drop it around today.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. Oh, Producer Grace organised it.
So Grace organised that for you, Nan. What do you want to say to Grace?
Oh, Grace, thank you. That's lovely.
You're welcome, Linny.
Thank you.
So, Linny, what do you reckon? You reckon you do a little dance for us?
Yeah, I'll get... I'm going to see Kathy on Sunday, so I'll get her to do a little video of me.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And then we can send it to Jessica and she'll have that forever, Nanny.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. She'll probably put it on the back burner.
I put it on the back burner.
She's a big fan, Linny.
She loves you, Nanny. Nanny, I reckon you're gonna nail it. I reckon. What's your go-to dance move? You've got a few nice little dance moves, don't you? A little shimmy.
No, I sort of do a little bit of shoulder movement.
Well, Linny, maybe you need a couple of wines before you do the dance.
Yeah, a couple of matus would be good.
Yeah, a couple of bottles, Nan. Nanny, we absolutely love you. Thank you for coming on the show. Mum's going to drop that shirt around.
No, Linny's getting it Sunday.
Oh, you're going to apparently get it Sunday. You've already made plans. Yeah. And and you'll do that video and we'll send it to Jessica Mowboy, okay?
Okay, Double. Thank you very much, Grace. And thank you, boys. That'll be lovely.
All right, we love you, Nanny. You have a good
day. Love you, Linny.
Love you too. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.